please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the program. This is your bonus episode for November 2024. The year's almost over.
Yeah, and only time will tell if people watching this video, whenever it comes out, will be saddened by my t-shirt or not.
All right, so wait. So we're recording this on Halloween, full disclosure, yeah, because this is when our schedule allowed for it. And even that, we're tight on time. So this will not be as long as our usual bonus episodes. Mm-hmm. But the episode we just recorded, J35J, mm-hmm, comes out when? This Sunday,
yeah,
the 3rd of November.
Yeah.
So we have one more episode that we record before the election.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another. So an episode will come out after the election for sure.
Yeah.
And then we are recording on Wednesday of next week, the 7th.
Yeah.
Right. No, the 6th, rather.
Right.
We usually record on Thursdays, recording on Wednesday. So even that one, we may not know.
No, that is the 7th, isn't it? Oh, no.
No, that's the 6th. Okay. My procedure's right on the 7th,
right, okay,
the Thursday. So we record on the 6th. That one will also potentially come out before the election. Or no, maybe not. Maybe that'll come out on that Sunday. And by then, but we'll be recording and not know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting. And who knows when this is coming out? So this whole conversation is like, why are they talking about this on the 18th of November?
Yeah, but I like to get them out sort of quickly because that sort of like, if it's so out of time, it's kind of weird.
Out of touch, out of time, Hall & Oates style.
I'm feeling out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Time.
I'm out of time.
I'm out of my head when you're not around.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Do you remember Chip Pope used to do a bit? I don't know how many times he did it.
I remember you brought this up, and Matt, I think about it every single time I listen to a Hall & Oates song.
I heard Maneater on the radio last night, yeah, and I thought of it. So I obviously I've mentioned on the show before. Chip Hope used to do a thing where he would just say, Daryl Hall, at the end of every single song he ever recorded, mm-hmm, would vamp or do sort of a run. What did they call that? A vocal run? Just kind, yep, of a
vamp.
An improv. And you could, and Chip Hope's little parlor trick was if you named any song, he could do what the thing was at the end.
And what did you do to him one night?
And one night I said Dreamtime because I was messing with it because that's a Daryl Hall solo song. And he was like, that's a solo song, but here it is. And he did it anyway.
And that, if I may, that's the best of all of them.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's a great song. It's a great song. I've talked about that many times.
Yep.
But that vamp is my favorite of the Daryl Hall vamps.
I can't do it as well as he does, but I'm trying to pull what it is.
Chip Pope doesn't look like this person at all, but he looks enough like this person that I think he's Jay Johnson.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't look alike, but they look enough like body structure that I see them,
yeah,
in the same world.
I just thought of it. It's the I don't know the exact words, but it's that part where he goes,
I never saw anybody fall so far so fast.
Yeah.
You're living in a dream now. Don't think it's gonna last.
Yeah, yeah.
It just does that. Yeah. I mean, it's almost beyond like a vamp. It's like a full part of the song, but it's just as it's fading out. He just goes this whole. He goes on a whole run.
It's a great Daryl Hall, and or your version where you turned into Boz Skaggs while you did it.
Voice.
Anyway, welcome to the bonus episode. As we talked about, you'll be hearing this sometime in November. Irma is still here because we're recording the same day as we recorded 35J, and we're going to play a game. And we have not played this game in a long time. I don't think we've played this game since this guy was on the show, or did we play it once since then? Garen brought it up.
Garen seemed to know it, so we must have played it with Garen at some point.
But remember, he used to listen to this program.
Yeah,
I don't know if we ever did it or not. I feel like we must have at least like in the early.
We maybe must have.
Yeah.
At some point.
Maybe. The game is Movie Cats. That's with a K.
That's right.
And the premise is somebody says a movie, then you have to say the somebody that's in that movie, and then the next person has to say a movie that person was in. And it goes around until somebody can't do it. Mm-hmm. And then that's it literally could go on for hours, or it could end in two. Right?
I think with the people in this room, it's going to go on indefinitely. Like we will have to stop it.
I don't think I'll be as good as you guys.
Okay.
That's my thought.
The good news is we have a theme song.
I couldn't think of Shocking Blue earlier today, and it's infuriating.
Yeah, I used to hang out in an AOL chat room that was Guest Movie by Cast, which, weirdly enough, rumored that Joni Mitchell was somebody who was in that.
Oh, really?
One of the regulars, because this was when she was like almost hermity or mm-hmm. whatever. She was gone. Never found out if it was actually her. It was like a weird just person-to-person thing.
Do you think it was MSNBC correspondent Andrea Mitchell?
It's possible. She's about to have a lot of time on her hands.
Finally.
Her long national nightmare is over.
Scram, you stuttering. Oh, my God. She's hard. Even this morning, pull her off now. She doesn't have to finish the year out.
She probably wants to finish the election at least.
I'm okay if she doesn't.
You're not alone.
Oh, my God. She just can't get a sentence out. And her job is to give a sentence. Go.
It's a game about movies. It's a game about fun. It's a game about guessing things. It's Movie Cats.
Is that the first theme song? Wait. That was Judge Jimmy, but was that?
Well, that was Daver provided a bunch of stuff early on,
yeah.
And then I don't know who that is.
That's Elliot.
That's me.
Oh,
Elliot made that song.
Yeah,
and then he did a.
It's great. Oh, that's great, huh?
I made a more upbeat version. Yeah, I don't know why that's the only one I have on my.
I'm not sure either.
That was you.
Yeah. Huh? It's a game about movies. It's a game about fun. It's a game about guessing things. It's Movie Cats.
So if you knew it the whole time, why were we? Yeah, write it down. Why didn't you give us a live version?
I don't think you would have remembered all the words if I hadn't played it right.
Maybe not. And plus, there is guitar.
Yeah. A little production.
Could have been a cappella. I guess it was.
I mean, I feel having played that, it was unfair that we also played Dog Julin's, and Dog had to hear a classy, well-produced song like what we just heard compared to his piece of shit.
Yeah, that's going to make him feel bad. Well, does he listen to the bonus ones? Maybe not.
I can't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true. He's a big fan.
Should we warn him?
Loves it. Warn him that he's about to be dunked on?
Yeah. I mean, it's only fair. Look, I mean, he's a friend of the show. We should be kind.
I'll let him know.
Yeah.
I'll let him know that you made him look the fool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With his horrible production compared to what you managed to do.
I mean, I've studied this for many years, so I don't know what he did.
What'd you do that? 12 years ago, would you say? 13 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
It's dated. Shows it. All right. So the premise is somebody has to, Garen, go to the partomizer and put in the numbers 1 through 5 and tell us what number comes up. Matt, I'm 1. Irma's 2. You're 3. Elliot's 4. And Matt is 5.
Going counterclock. I guess we always do.
We always do.
I have an idea, too, of like we should start with the movie that ended the last letter game. Like Elliot's pick.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
No, my premise was going to be whoever's number one.
Oh, they just think of one.
They just pick a movie. Okay. So they pick strategically a movie that they think will screw somebody over, perhaps.
Well, good news.
Yeah?
We hit 4.
That's Elliot.
That's me.
That's Elliot.
Oh, go with Jerry Maguire.
Sure, Jerry Maguire. Why not?
All right,
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, it all worked out.
Tom Cruise.
Now, what do I do?
Yeah, think of a movie other than Jerry Maguire that Tom Cruise was in. Mm-hmm. And I guess the thing is, if it comes back around to a same movie, or you can't have the same movie twice.
You can't have the same movie twice.
And you can't have the same actor twice. So you have to think of it. Well, I guess that wouldn't happen.
What is the movie?
You can't possibly already be struggling.
Where they say, show me the money.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's one of the good ones.
I'm going to go with that one.
I think it's called Show Me the Money. I mean, that's what it should have been called.
Let's go with Top Gun.
Sure.
All right.
Irma.
Meg Ryan.
Good call. An unconventional pick.
I forgot the premise, and I was like, why would she say a person's name? We're doing movies. I'm not good at this. Meg Ryan.
Small but memorable role in Top Gun.
I don't want to end it so quickly. I will say You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail, so then Tom Hanks.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, oh boy, I could end it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how that you could go into a... I am. I'm going to see what happens because I think you could do this. I think you can do this. I'm going to say Joe versus the volcano.
Oh.
Now keep in mind, you cannot say.
Yeah.
The two leads of that film.
So who else is in that?
I thought you knew.
Is this fun?
I could play again.
That's fun to just
because I thought you knew someone else from it.
Do you?
No.
So why would I?
Because we talked about it recently.
It's not John.
Is there not a challenge? Can't he challenge you if you can't?
Oh,
name?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know these rules. Oh, what the fuck are you talking
right
about?
Right back in your face.
I think there is a challenge.
Yeah, the just, boomerang.
It's kind of not fair to bring it up in the middle of a round.
Yeah, it's called the boomerang cat.
Boomerang.
Okay. Well, then I wouldn't say that movie then. I would say a different movie.
All right. Well, starting with the next round, Boomerang is in play.
Okay.
So that you don't do this type of horse
Let's see if we can work together and think of somebody who might be also in that movie.
Well, my first thought was John Candy, but that's Volunteers.
Yeah.
Mm. I was thinking Bruno Kirby.
Is in Joe vs. the Vulcan?
Maybe. Yeah.
Isn't there a villain in that is the one who
probably
tricks him?
Yeah.
That movie, it's not a good movie. We watched it during the pandemic. Nah. It's not good.
And I want to, is it a fake doctor? Is it a lady doctor?
I don't remember. I saw it. I don't remember anything about it.
Or a gypsy or something.
Oh,
I feel like there's going to be someone like a Fisher Stevens in this movie.
Yeah, that's a good pull.
There are recognizable names.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Who else would be playing those types? The guy, you know, the principal from Ferris Bueller, that guy, he's in everything.
Sure.
It's going to be like that.
Can't pull his name.
Jerry
Jones.
Is it Jerry Jones?
Something. He is not in it.
Jeffrey Jones.
He's also a horrible human being.
Yeah.
All right, well, still alive?
I think so, yeah.
No, still being horrible on this planet?
They went out of their way to just feature him constantly in Beetlejuice, while not featuring him at all.
Very odd, right?
It's very weird. Like, we don't, you refer to him every other scene.
Either hire him or don't hire him.
There's a picture of him. He's wandering around with no head.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
That is odd.
Very bizarre.
Right, I forgot he was in that.
We're not going to hire him because he's horrible, but we're going to remind you of him every scene. Very bizarre choice.
Refer to him once. Let us know what happened to him.
Agreed.
But that's it.
Agreed.
You don't need him to be a part.
The first time they showed it here, and I thought, oh, smart. They had to acknowledge, because not the whole world doesn't know that guy's a prick.
No.
So acknowledge why he's not in the movie, and then you're done.
But then they keep going back to it.
And don't they still have to pay him? Like, if you show a photo of the character?
You might have to give a couple of bucks or two. Yeah.
So you didn't win. You don't win there either. If you don't show the picture, you can talk about him.
Yeah.
And he gets nothing. Good day, sir.
You're just being a hero for not hiring him.
Yeah.
Didn't they put his picture on his gravestone?
Yes.
Yes. That's another step you don't need.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. or some dumb studio exec said, you better put the photo on the gravestone so people know who we're referring to. Like,
yeah, that's just, there's two. There's another picture in the house.
You're right.
Show, and then they show it again. We know. It's so stupid.
It's got to be studio.
Somebody wanted to pay him a couple bucks. That's what it was to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to pay that guy money.
Money.
Dirty money.
Okay, what if I had said Sleepless in Seattle? Could you do that?
Meg Ryan.
Same problem.
Oh, wait, just Bruno Kirby's in that one, right?
I don't remember. I was thinking somebody else.
I probably could not have. No,
there's a one I'm thinking of who's in it.
Well, that's not Meg Ryan. Sleepless in Seattle, is it?
Yeah.
Wait,
who's got who? Oh, she's in both of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, I think, made three movies together. Right.
They're all basically the same movie.
You've got Mail, Sleep in Seattle, and Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah.
Which one was Bruno Kirby and Carrie Fisher in? Was that
that's
Harry
that's when Harry Met Sally, okay. which is not Tom Hanks.
All right, give us these other famous people that are in the Volcano movie.
Lloyd Bridges, Robert Stack.
Oh my God,
Airplane.
Abe Vigoda.
Oh my God,
Dan Hidea.
Ah,
Barry McGovern. I don't know who that is.
Are any of them the Doctor or something like that?
Dr. Ellison is Robert Stack.
Okay.
And then Amanda Plummer, Ozzie Davis, Nathan Lane, and Carol Kane have
Nathan Lane. Wow. Was Nathan Lane 12?
Yeah.
they're small roles in that one, so he might be.
Because the whole premise of that is somebody tells me he's got brain cloud. And so therefore he's willing to sacrifice himself to the volcano, right? Isn't that something like that?
I don't remember a goddamn thing about it.
I just saw it during the pandemic,
and I don't remember anything about it
because it wasn't good, and it bummed Danielle out because she was like had fond memories of it, and then it's like, oh, here we go, and Oliver and I were like,
What?
Do we tell her? And then she was like,
was she like yeah. the whole time?
And then it was over. She goes, I remember this being better.
Yeah.
I believe that was the take. All right. So I'm out.
Okay.
Well,
so is it end or does it?
I think we just,
I think theoretically,
now that
I
we know the
out.
Rule, let's start over.
Here's what I would say. I'm out.
And then you keep going.
It continues until last okay. man standing.
All right.
All right.
So I was, then, by the way, I was going to say, I think Rosie O'Donnell is also in Sleeps in Seattle.
Could be.
I would not have been able to do that. No. All right. So Boomerang's in effect.
All right.
And it keeps going.
Yep. Okay.
And then Matt starts or Irma starts?
I think.
And if Boomerang's in effect, that would mean that then the person that, if I challenge Matt and he can't do it, he's out.
Correct.
And right. then I pick up the.
Now, but do you start from a new movie or do you just.
It's a great question.
Do you have to keep going and someone else needs to guess it, right?
If you're out, it goes to Irma. She starts a new movie.
Yeah,
starts
that, that yeah, sounds like that's the funnest story. Way to do
that's
it.
More
yeah,
fun.
That is
and
more
then
fun.
Then whoever's last standing gets the point.
Great.
Last cat standing.
Great.
Last cat standing.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. All right, it's official. Go ahead, Elliot. Start it up.
No, it's Irma.
Irma.
Me?
Yeah.
Start it up.
Pick a movie.
Daredevil.
Daredevil. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Colin Farrell.
In Bruges?
Oh, nice.
Challenge.
Oh, crap.
Although, actually, shit, I just realized I do know someone in it. I've never seen it, but I do know.
Connolly?
No.
So then that's the best I could do.
Are you out?
Yeah.
I was going to guess Brendan Gleeson. I think,
I think you're right. Yeah.
That is the other fellow, yes.
I was just happy I pulled a movie he was in.
Okay.
You did.
You're out.
Right, you're out. You're out of this round.
I understand.
So now I go?
Mm-hmm. Now you go and you start a new movie.
Okay. That's good. It's like some kind of an ensemble piece. Lots of choices for you. Let's think of something with a big old cast. Knives Out.
Okay. That's to Irma, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not playing.
No, wait, you said we're going to start now.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. That was a test round.
Yeah, that was a test round.
So you're still in. You're
the
still
fuck?
I thought you said you were out.
Yeah, I did too, but
that's
you shouldn't
okay.
be.
I am not out.
All right.
You're, knives are out.
That's
you're out,
correct.
Sir.
I said Knives Out, not I'm out. Knives Out.
Yeah, so somebody in Knives Out.
Chris Evans.
Okay.
Infinity War.
It's another big cast.
Yeah.
Not
one
you're
to
out.
Me. I'm
you're
out.
You're out. Oh, okay. Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson. Now, she's a very popular actress.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to say Marriage Story.
Is that Adam Driver?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Excited. Adam Driver. You familiar with him? He's an American actor.
That narrows it down.
Can't pull out the titles of his movies.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, he stars in many boring movies.
And some good ones.
He's very good. He's one of our top actors at the moment.
Here. Star Wars something.
Yeah, you're going to have to be more specific.
Pick one.
Okay. I'm out.
Oh, Irma's out.
Okay.
Oh, you can challenge.
You can challenge.
Might as well challenge.
Okay, challenge.
Who are you challenging?
You.
Me?
So you have to name another Adam Driver movie.
House of Gucci.
Very good.
Won't help me.
Okay, so now,
you're out.
Yeah, House of Gucci goes to...
So it goes to me?
Yeah.
Now you get it. Wait, does House of Gucci go? Or
yeah, I think so.
No,
we're supposed to start over.
But I disagree. I think it's more fun this way. That way it keeps going on this path.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's not the same thing she had to answer. It's a new thing. But right.
Yeah, she challenged me. I was able to answer it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
If I'm not able to answer it, then it starts over with that person.
Right.
Good, good, good.
House of Gucci.
I'm going to go with the performance of a lifetime, Jared Leto.
I never saw that movie. Oh, and Elliot's out. I forgot the Elliot's
out. So it's you.
So it's,
but you can name a Jared Leto movie.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You didn't have to see this one to guess another.
I'm not going to... there's no point in trying to stump you. I feel like anything I say, you'll know a bigger name than Jared Leto in the movie that I'm naming. So I'll just say Blade Runner 2049.
What?
You can name someone.
I guess I could. Harrison Ford, right? Yeah, I guess that would just have to say Harrison Ford. Yeah. Challenge me, Garen.
To name another Harrison Ford movie.
I can do it. Yeah. You don't think I saw American Graffiti? I did.
By the way, I forgot he was in Apocalypse Now. So that came up recently somewhere.
I did not know that.
I think Garen can use any of these answers that you've just given.
Oh, yeah. I guess fine. Who cares?
Yeah, I was going to say Air Force One. That was going to be my...
Okay. Oh.
Oh, that's to me.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Okay.
You can do it.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide which way to go. I'll say Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Okay. I've got at least one.
Well, you're not in it.
I understand. Just trying to help Jimmy.
Your household is out.
That's fair.
This could be bad for me.
Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this could be bad.
See here. No, but it could also be bad for me.
You got to be careful.
Because I can... only think of one thing, and I'm not 100% sure he's in it. Man, am I blanking on Gary Oldman?
Well, then there's one that I can think of that I wouldn't know any other actor in it.
There's one I can think of that you would know three or four other actors.
Well, I know a bunch that he's in that. But the one that I think Jimmy knows, he might be thinking of. I remember he saw it, and I didn't, and I don't know anyone else in it.
I like Gary Oldman a lot.
He's a chameleon, isn't he?
And yeah, he's a great actor. But yet I'm blanking. I can't think of anything. I don't think he's in this. Is he in Inglourious Basterds? I don't think he is.
You could challenge me also.
No, there's no joy in that because okay. I if I challenge you, you're going to get it. I'm out anyway.
I don't think he's in Inglourious Basterds.
I don't.
We could look it up, but I don't think he is.
Yeah,
no, he's not. He's not.
I'm pretty sure he's not in that. I don't think he's been in a...
I couldn't picture... You might be thinking of Christoph Waltz.
I'm not, but I don't...
That's who Gary Oldman... He would have had that role if
Christoph Waltz
if he was in that movie.
Show up.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
Okay. And do I start... Now I start a new thing?
I guess you...
Just me?
No, it goes... I start a new...
Okay. So it's just you and me.
What was the one you were thinking of that you couldn't?
Oh, Darkest Hour, the Churchill movie.
Oh yeah, it was a good movie.
I don't know anyone else.
Who starred in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy?
That was the one I was terrified you were going to say.
See, that's the problem.
That's another one I don't know.
I didn't say it.
Yeah.
I should have said it just so I showed I knew a movie, but I didn't say it because all he has to do is say challenge me and I'm out.
Right.
So I wasn't going. I didn't want to say that.
You should have thought.
Glorious Bastards. I at least had a shot.
Unless I'm wrong,
isn't that guy Mark? What's that guy's name?
Mark
Rylance? Is it Mark Rylance in it?
In Tinker Tailor Soldier
Spy? Yeah.
He might be. I went through this entire scenario in my brain. I was like, all right, well, he's going to say Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Who's in it? And all I could think of was Mark Volman. Because you just talked.
Yeah.
Love it. God, don't even talk sing-songy. He'll sue us. Don't even have a little. Your voice will lose money.
I believe I'm right, but I could be wrong that he was in Fifth Element.
Oldman was. Yes, he was.
Yes, so that would have been a good one to pick if you were worried because you've got several people who you could pick from.
I would not have been able to pull one of them.
Really?
I don't know anything about that
Bruce
movie.
Willis, you got Chris Tucker, you got Mila Jovovich.
I feel, having not seen the first four, why would I see that fifth one? See, that joke works. If you do it like that, it works.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
See?
Because you, professional comedian, Jimmy
Pardo. Can make it work, right? That's it with the wink.
Multipass.
All right, you're up.
All right,
so it's between you and Matt now.
Yeah.
Okay.
In honor of today, I'll go Halloween.
Halloween.
Why did I react that way? I gotta interrupt.
Yeah.
I gotta share this with you. And when Oliver's here, I'll have him do it again. So we're talking about Fleetwood Mac the other day, and Oliver heard a song called "Ebony Eyes" by Bob Welch, and he's like, "It was that guy once in the Steve Miller Band." We heard the song. It was some guy's name. It wasn't Steve Miller, but it sounded like a Steve Miller Band song. I said, oh, that's Bob Welch. I said, he was in Fleetwood Mac for a little while. And it was like, oh. And then Danielle and Oliver pretended to give a shit for a minute. And I said, yeah, he was in Fleetwood Mac. And then Danielle's out. She's completely out of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And Oliver's still listening. And then I said, yeah. I said, oh, I think he was in there the window between Peter Green and Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie. I don't think they ever... You know, I think it was in that little spot there. So I looked it up and I said, so you say, it was before Lindsay and Stevie, but he was invited to be in with them, but he declined. And I will then give you Oliver's response.
It was before Stevie and Lindsay. He was invited to be in, but he declined.
Really? And then he goes, I don't know why I reacted that way. It's not important. He meant it. He acted as if
he wasn't being sarcastic.
No.
He was actually
really
genuine.
And then, so now, like, I sent him a little text every now and then with me just going, really? It's a running joke because he, and then he laughed at himself so hard. Like, why did I react? I don't care.
Yeah.
So he said Halloween.
Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis.
I will say Freaky Friday.
Lindsay Lohan.
I put myself into the wrong spot with that.
No, you're okay. You're okay. You got this.
You're in a good spot.
You got
dude.
This.
There's two real easy ones.
Yeah.
That's coming from me. I'm saying that.
My problem is the challenge. That's the problem.
Then go with the easier of the two.
I can think of two, but one of them I wouldn't be able to tell you any other actor in it.
I would not be able to in one of them either.
We're probably thinking of the same one.
Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know what you just said. Yes. Was that three words?
Yeah.
The first one, and then maybe a colon if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I think of any other of her movies? Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
What?
Oh, boy. Just challenge him. He can't think of a second person in that.
I'm going to try to think of if I know what that movie is first. Confessions of a Teenage... yeah, challenge. I don't know what that is.
You're challenging me?
Yeah, I'm challenging
That's what
you.
It sounds like.
I just want to make sure.
I just thought the game was going to go on. There's one huge one that I feel like is
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it was Mean Girls.
Of course it's Mean Girls. Of course. Which is the alternate title of Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Sounds like a
good one. What's that blonde dude? Is Chad Michael Murray in that?
Elliot?
In Mean Girls?
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Cut to...
Sorry, I was...
That's not even the name of the movie.
Plumbing issue at the building.
No, I mean, it could be.
Just have your Emerald take care. Oh, she's here. Never mind.
Yeah, she cannot, Jimmy. She cannot be right. given
so,
a task.
So what is the question?
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Is who
is
in
Chad
it?
Chad Michael Murray,
Murray
in
it?
Okay, hold on. Let's see. The way to do that is...
This is a ridiculous way for this to end.
It really is.
Both of us being like, what is this and who's in it?
I don't see him being there.
Chad Michael Murray, according to Search Labs, is not in the cast of Confessions of a Teenage
who
Drama
is?
Queen.
Who is?
Okay.
You could have a Sarah Sugarman.
Thank you.
A Megan Fox. Oh, your friend, Alison Pill. Okay. Glenn Headley. Carol Kane.
Oh, my God.
Again?
What?
Wasn't she?
She was just George versus the Volcano.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, weird.
Is Lindsay Lohan in it?
Oh, yes, of course.
What is this movie?
And Sheldon Smith.
Oh my God.
All right, well done, Matt.
So everybody makes it.
My fucking power play blew up in my face.
The other one we were talking about is Herbie Fully Loaded, but I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I forgot about
Couldn't
that.
Couldn't pull a second person from
I,
that.
I bet Jamie
dollars.
Kennedy or like you know Seth Green, that's someone like pull. That's probably in it.
But. I can't believe I didn't think of Mean Girls. What a failure.
Yeah.
Dodgers game 3.
We went down a
You here. Are a failure.
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Well, things happen.
Garen sucks.
Poor Irma.
Irma didn't get to hear.
There was just a little jingle that went, Garen sucks. Little fun.
All right, should we geek out, guys?
You know what? Let's just do another round of this because we got to go soon.
Yeah.
This will be a very short. I'm sorry. We have 20.
Yeah.
We have 20 minutes.
Up to you.
Now, this is fun. This is a good conversation. Let's keep going. Who won?
I won, so should I start?
The fuck.
Oh, I started the last one, didn't I?
No.
You did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So, why don't you start it?
Jimmy, you start.
And what do I do? Name a movie?
Yeah.
Name a movie.
Or an actor? You can start either way, I guess.
I can go either way, huh, Garen?
Why not?
No, I don't like that.
Let me think.
Yeah, in this instance, it doesn't matter because we have an odd number of players. If it was an even number, it would make a difference.
And this could be any movie?
Any movie, any actor.
Name a fucking movie.
Remember, I'm not from here.
I'm trying to help Irma.
Did you guys watch that movie I told you about, Elliot?
What movie?
The Raid?
I have not watched it yet. I've written it down, but I didn't remember why I wrote down the words, The Raid.
Why is this exclusive to Irma and Elliot?
It's
because he was looking for a movie that she would like.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
it's really violent, right?
Yes, it's
oh, you like violent movies.
I do, yes.
Why do you like the violent movies so much, Irma?
Well, I think it's fun when people die.
Well, then have you seen The Raid?
The woman who likes to do nothing enjoys when people die.
Yeah.
Elliot, you may want to sleep with one eye open.
Yep.
We have an idea for a pair of t-shirts. One says that she would wear, says, "I'm with stupid." We've seen that before. The other one says she has access to knives.
That's funny.
That's fun. Put that on your site.
Just popular Hollywood movies will be okay, I think.
For what? What are we talking about?
For you still have to name a movie.
Oh, I understand what I have to do.
You can name a big Hollywood movie.
I understand what I do.
Do it.
Let me think of one.
She knew Infinity War. That's
I know. She said Infinity War and very on Chris Evans very quickly. So yes. She knows more than she's leading on, which is you know,
I like people with good abs.
You do?
She likes to see them.
Says shirtless Joe over there?
Especially him.
He
hasn't seen his abs in 15 years.
That seems reasonable. Maybe more.
I haven't seen mine either.
I think the last time I saw my abs, I was like 21.
Why? So 21 years ago. Wait, what are we? 51 now?
54.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the classic film that everybody enjoys.
You want to do an actor?
No, don't open up that door.
Just name a fucking movie star, any movie star.
I understand how the game works, Matt. Do you understand? I'm doing nonsense to fill fucking time because nobody wants to just hear a list of fucking people saying names and movies.
No, that's the fun.
Yes, your competitive guys jumped in. This is nonsense. I got a foreigner here. So I'm trying to think of a movie. And my shirt.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go with this movie, and I think it's a good one, and I think it's one that is appropriate for today. I'm going to go with the movie that everybody seems to enjoy on a regular basis.
You fucking tongue-lashed me for saying you couldn't pull one, and now what the fuck's happening?
Here's the problem. I'm locking up. I'm going to go. This is fun.
Lock in up.
This is funny. Because here's the problem. I'm trying to decide, do I go comedy? Do I go drama?
What's the last movie you saw?
What's that?
What's the last movie you saw?
Oh, that movie with... good pull. Andrew Garfield. I start with Andrew Garfield.
All right.
It's a good starting place.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Great.
Emma Stone.
She opens it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think. Emma Stone. What do I know that Emma Stone was in? Yeah, Emma Stone. Yeah, you know, Emma Stone. There's some really good Emma Stone movies. We all know them.
Yeah.
Who, you, me?
In that last one.
What's that?
We just watched one. Remember?
Oh.
Hey, Irma, no help.
It's too late. It's a household thing. But then I... Oh, well, no way. I probably will know somebody else. So what is it called?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
This is a whole different game when you get people in their 50s.
It is...
yeah, what is that freaking
called? I was starting the game and I couldn't think of a movie.
Yeah. oh, what is it called? Oh, it's... No, I can't pull it, Irma.
The Lighthouse?
No.
We know you have thoughts on that.
I know you think about it all the time. Mm-hmm. I know she's also.
Did you see The Lighthouse, Irma?
No.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, you did.
The black and white movie?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of that, Irma?
I don't like it.
You didn't like it?
Not enough violence, right?
Yeah, too tame.
This is not the title. I'm just going to say Seasons of Love. That's not it. I can't pull it.
You're thinking of the song from Rent.
Yeah,
we live in the city. Come on.
Are you trying to say La La Land?
No.
I think you're trying to think. Then maybe you're trying to say Crazy Stupid Love.
No.
Oh my God.
What was so now? Say the title of what you thought it was.
You just watched it.
The anthology.
Kinds of Kindness.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, that's a terrible title. It's hard to remember.
Yeah. So,
so close to Seasons of Love.
Seasons of
Love. I'm out.
Now, what do I do? Do I pick up and name an Emma Stone movie?
No, you start the round again.
Do I start a new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he just dropped out.
All right, boy.
Because if I thought of Kinds of Kindness, I'd have been set.
That would have been tough for me. I think I could have maybe cobbled together one person, but I haven't seen it. I only know that's a Yorgos Lanthimos project. So, anyway.
What do you do now? You pick a movie?
I guess I pick a movie or
take your
actor.
Time.
I will. I'm going to take all the time I need, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say There's Something About Mary.
There's Something About Mary. I'll go with, I've got Irma next to me. Good heavens. I'll go with Ben Stiller. I'll go with the star Ben Stiller.
Okay. Yeah, Benjamin Stiller.
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents.
Very nice.
Really?
I'm trying to plot.
Okay.
A few movies ahead here.
Well, you sighed as if you're like the one movie I don't know.
Nah.
No, that's,
never seen it. Don't know the cast.
We'll keep it going. I'll give you Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro. We skip Elliot.
Yes. Yep. So that's back to me now.
With Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm. And I like keeping things going too. I love that as a
my movie. Other option would have been challenged, and I would have been out because I don't think I know anything else that person was in.
Okay. Good call. Who was that?
Terry, is it Terry Polo? Isn't she the wife?
Yeah. All right, I'll say The Godfather.
This is a De Niro film?
Yeah.
Mm. And now,
sorry, Godfather Part 2.
And now the premise is I name an actor from that movie.
Yeah.
Any actor from the movie?
That's right.
Except for one.
Except for the one I knew.
Yeah.
Okay, then who's the fellow that went on to star in The Untouchables?
Sean Conn.
You mean as Al Capone?
Yeah.
Alphonse Capone?
Yeah, who was
Alphonse Capone?
Who played him?
Well, that was Robert De Niro.
Okay, I'll go with him.
No, I just said
that's
that.
That's the fellow you said?
If he didn't like you at dinner, he'd murder you.
Al Pacino. Just keep it moving.
Okay.
Al Pacino. American actor. Famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very famous.
My mom loves him.
Huh. Oh, sorry to bring her up. No, you're happy she's not downstairs.
Mm. Oh, this is a bad film of him, I think. Inside Man? Is it him?
He is not. You're close. There's a movie. That title is very close to a movie that he is in, but that's not the movie.
Mm. He is not an Inside Man.
Mm.
Wait.
No.
No?
Yeah. No,
he's in
it's a
million of movies.
He's in a lot of movies. Maybe too many to think.
Oh.
That's why I had trouble earlier trying to think of
one. Oh, okay.
You're thinking of what I'm thinking of? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking of?
Should I just say it?
I don't know.
He's in The Insider.
Yeah.
Insider.
Oh, yes.
Insider.
All right. So Irma's out.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So we go to Garen. And Garen starts anew.
Once again, the H household is out.
I believe it starts anew, yes.
Okay.
And Garen, the premise here is any movie or any actor?
See, I thought
any movie, any actor.
Mm-hmm.
It's wide open.
Wide open.
Open field.
Anything you want, babe. The world's your oyster.
I will go with.
Elliot just sang us a little Creed.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I will.
Where Creed is
that
on
guy
the,
sounds good though, right? We just don't like him.
Well, we don't like him, and also a lot of folks who liked your Pearl Jam did not.
Or Stone Temple Pilots, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we like that guy?
I mean, it's a Christian-y band, and he kind of is a.
Does he have some?
I think he was also a dick. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
If I remember hearing it,
he might be a hypocritical Christian.
I think that's the case, right?
Yeah. Like he cheated on his wife.
I think he's a big drinker too.
Oh, okay.
Drunk.
Yeah, he's got a
guy. so it's on me.
Right. Yeah, a movie or actor. You can go either way with this.
In your honor, I will go Breaking Away.
Breaking Away.
Breaking
that goes
away.
To you, Matt.
Okay. I'll say Daniel Stern. He's in that, right?
Daniel Stern, and then I will say City Slickers.
I will finally get to say Bruno Kirby.
Yay! The great Bruno Kirby. Well, then I'll say my fave, When Harry Met Sally.
All right. And then I will just, again, to keep things moving, Billy Crystal.
I then will say America's Sweetheart.
Oh, Christ.
America's Sweethearts?
Hearts,
yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones was in
I can't get my bottle cap.
Zorro?
Full title, please.
The sign of Z. The slash of Z. Zorro. The masked bandit. The
what?
Oh, you're in the you're dancing
there.
Around it.
What's this full title horseshit? We all know what I mean.
It's not called Zorro. That's not the name of the movie.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh.
Well, there's actually
two.
Two
of them.
But
I can't remember which one is which, actually.
I only know the original one. Like, that newer one, I don't know. The fuck. That has some other name, but I don't know what it is. But
You kind of said it. You just have to put the
pieces together.
Pieces together.
But he doesn't know.
Right,
he didn't know which pieces.
The bandit mask? Bandit mask? Bandit the mask? Mask the bandit.
No.
Yeah,
You're a little, you're just a little off.
Yeah, you've said all the words, I think.
Really?
No, you said three of the four words.
Then I'm out because I can't pull it.
I mean, if there was a mask on the ground and you knew that Zorro had been around, you would say that was right. Am I right? That we're trying to get to.
Yes.
Pick up the mask.
Whose is it?
Zorro's.
Yeah.
But how would you say that if you tell someone?
I see. That's.
No one would say it that way, though. That's the problem.
That's the...
What's the title?
The Mask of Zorro.
The Mask of Zorro. All right. I'm out.
All right.
I'm out. Damn it.
All right, here we go.
Is Aaron starting
Damn
again?
Damn it, my brain wouldn't give me another...
Lindsay Lohan. let's go with...
Oh, no. He's looking down.
Do I want to do that? Let's go with They Live.
They Live.
I know,
if you don't know anybody,
I know
else,
one person
else.
In that movie. It's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Was he in anything else?
He must have been, right?
Challenge.
He could challenge you on that.
Oh, I could.
Wait,
and then you have to name another
movie with him in it. Oh, Jesus. Well, what are my other options? If I was trying to pull another name from They Live, I would just be guessing. So
I'm not. I'm going to challenge you, even though it's a smart thing to do. I'm going to try and rely on my brain and say no holds barred.
No holds barred.
Someone can confirm if he's in it or not.
Huh. Okay.
That someone is Elliot.
Well, this was a fun way to play, Jack. thanks for starting with They Live.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
I thought you were going to say Keith David.
Yeah, shit, that's right. We just talked about you saw him. That would have been a little easier.
Is Bruce Campbell also in that or no?
I don't think, no.
What was the movie?
Small role, extra? Wasn't it
No
extra?
Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred. I don't think so.
Bruce Campbell. As like an
in
extra?
They Live? No.
I just want to just keep pretending that I know something. No Holds Barred. I don't even know that movie. Don't say anything about it because Matt doesn't know it either, do you?
No. I mean, was that guy named David Patrick Kelly or Patrick David? What's that guy's name? Is he in They Live?
Who is that?
He's the guy in, he plays Luther in The Warriors.
Is he an older guy?
Well, he is now. he was young then.
I'm not sure.
He's a Weasley looking guy.
I remember it had Meg Foster, I think her name is. She has the really striking
eyes. Those eyes, those wolf eyes. Mm-hmm.
And then there's an old guy that you would recognize, but I don't know his name. It might be him.
Wolf eyes.
What do you got over there, Elliot?
Well, according to the AI, he was not in that movie. I am now trying to look at the complete cast.
I don't know if it's this important to do this big of a deep dive. I think Garrett's out.
Probably,
Who is in No Holds Barred? I don't remember.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, right.
Oh, you're looking it up now. Okay, go for it.
Oh, so you were just thinking maybe other wrestlers were popping up.
There's plenty of other wrestlers in there.
And But not the Piper.
No, that's what's not. Weird is I thought he was okay in They Live.
He did a fine job.
I feel like
for what
he could have done more. Maybe he did. I don't remember, but I don't remember him.
Well, he did. He was in other wrestling things that are considered movies.
But not this one.
Yeah.
Is he in The Wrestler? Probably not. I don't remember any
actual
wrestlers.
I think Todd Berry's in that.
He is.
He never mentions it.
He was in wrestling events called No Holds Barred.
Right. Oh, but not the movie. By the way, Todd Berry brings it up for humor. I don't want anybody to think that he's the guy that keeps bringing it. He brings it up a lot for humor. All right, so Matt, who starts?
I guess I start.
All right.
Because you pulled the wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we have time for one more round.
Okay. Okay, so Matt won that round?
Yeah. Matt won that round. So I believe Matt's won
the episodes.
All rounds.
And both because I picked them.
Yeah, you're not good at the game, Garen.
Yeah, get your head in the game.
Come on, Garen.
The walk home's going to be really bad.
Well, speaking of wrestling, I'm going to go a little bit off script here. Off script? I don't know. I'm going to go in a weird direction and say Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
I'm bad at this game.
I'm going to go with Neighbors because I can't think of another one.
Remember, you can challenge.
Challenge.
Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Irma. Oh.
So Irma's out, and you have to answer to Seth Rogen.
Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Oh, thanks for playing, Elliot.
Mira Sorvino?
Oof, no.
That was just a guess because I don't. Again, I should challenge, so I'll challenge.
I believe Mira Sorvino was Harvey, what's his name?
Harvey Weinstein, yeah.
Weinstein. I think she was Weinstein, wasn't she?
She was not working probably at that time.
Yeah. So, I don't think she was working. That was my...
Even though I gave an answer, I'm going to challenge.
Yeah, good call.
Because I knew I didn't.
Oh, wait. So what are you doing?
I'm challenging.
You're not saying Mira Sorvino.
No, because that was dumb. Because I knew I didn't know.
You didn't know. So you're challenging him.
Yeah, why not?
He has to say somebody else from that movie.
I will say Justin Long.
Okay. That's probably true. All right.
Now Matt has to answer to Justin Long.
There you go.
Okay. Justin Long. I got a couple of thoughts.
Do you?
Yeah, weirdly.
Mari, pick one of a movie that you think maybe I know somebody from. That's how it's played, right? Where you try to help me.
You saw this. A friend of the show's in it. Blackberry.
Blackberry. Blackberry is Rich Sommer.
Yeah, there you go.
Rich Sommer to you, Garen.
The Devil Wears Prada.
There we go. Very nice.
Nice pull.
Very nice.
Okay, now we're back in the A-list. Here we go.
There we go.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. I'm going to go with Julia and Julia.
There you go.
Based on the conversation from 35J.
Yeah. J for Julia.
Julia and Julia, you say.
Yes.
Is what you're going with.
Mm-hmm.
That is about Julia Childs.
That's right.
It's
singular.
Who's the S, dumb fuck?
Julia Child.
Julia's Child.
Duh.
Sharp-eared listeners will know that the other lead actor was named in 35J. Yeah.
So you just have to remember who that was.
Yeah. Was it Amy Adams?
Correct.
It was Amy Adams. Yeah. Good save, Garen. Matt, to you, Amy Adams.
American Hustle.
American Hustle.
Oh,
that's the great Denzel Washington. No! No, I picked the wrong movie?
That's American Gangster.
That's American Gangster! I'm out!
Okay.
Oh, so I start?
Oh, God, here we go again. Oh, it's these two pricks again. Jesus, because I said the wrong fucking name.
Yeah.
Now do you know what that movie is?
And proudly.
Yeah.
But now that you know that was wrong, can you think
American
of...
American Hustle's where she does wear a fur at some point, which is why I thought...
There's furs in both of those movies. That's weird.
That's why it happened.
Yeah.
American Hustle, who's prominent. The other stars of that?
We'll go with that. We'll stick with that.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah. Louis C.K.'s in that movie, American Hustle. Anyway.
That's why I blocked it out, I guess.
Sorry, what did you say? You said Jennifer Lawrence. Okay. Jennifer Lawrence. I'll say The Hunger Games.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Stanley Tucci.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't know that Tucci was in that.
Stanley Tucci, sure. He's got a weird hat or something, a weird hair. I can't remember. He's got something flamboyant.
I've seen upwards of 0 seconds
dressed,
of that show.
Yeah, he dresses.
Movies.
He's the host of something.
Having a tough day.
How about this one? You might know it, you might not, but it'll be fun. I like this movie a lot. Big Night.
Big Night.
Oh, hey.
Is Tony Shalhoub in
that?
Correct.
Yes.
Shalhoub.
He's the other guy. Okay, now I'm in a pickle.
Right?
I didn't think this ahead.
Because what movies has Shalhoub been in?
Plenty of television.
Yeah.
And I'm sure plenty of movies, but...
Yeah, probably.
But which one can you think of?
Yes. I believe he is in Quick Change. Am I right?
Quick Change, the Bill Murray film.
Yeah. Isn't he in that? Boy, I feel like I felt confident when I said it, but
that's a good movie. That is a good movie. That may be my favorite Bill Murray movie.
You might be right about that.
About that being my favorite?
Yeah.
Your opinion is correct.
Is that you, meaning that
I love it too.
You also think that's your favorite?
I don't know why I shouldn't, because I saw it.
You think it's better
kid.
Than Groundhog Day?
Oh, I've never been into
that
movie.
I'm with that. I'm with Garen on that.
Oh, God.
You are correct.
I am correct.
All right, so that's a quick change.
Yeah.
Quick change to Garen. Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
Interesting not going with the aforementioned Bill Murray.
Hmm. Well,
I'm cool with that.
He's trying to get him out.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'm going in with the Gina.
Oh, boy. This will be fun. Cutthroat Island.
Cutthroat Island.
That's a good one. That yeah. By the way, that's what I would have said.
That is a Rennie Harlan film.
Correct.
That I saw an opening night to a theater of myself and my cousin.
Oh. Yeah, it didn't do well.
I'm getting all ready to go.
Is that Matthew Modine?
Correct.
Hey, yeah. It's your buddy Matt Modine.
As if you weren't going to get it, I was going to get to say it on the challenge. Matthew Modine is also...
In.
Now, I know other movies he's in, but I got to think about, do I know other people in those movies?
That is also a problem.
That's the trick, isn't it? Game.
What is it, Garen?
The problem.
That is an also a problem?
It's also
that
the
is
problem.
Also a problem.
That is also a problem.
Got to finish up.
Yeah. Matthew Modine.
Modine.
Tell us about the other film.
All right, I'll just say Quicksilver. The fucking wrestling high school movie. God damn it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought I had it queued up, and then I realized I had the
You're
wrong title.
You're saying Quicksilver got bumped out of my head.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Come on, man.
What the fuck? Shit. Now I got to try to think of a different movie.
Modine.
He was in a movie where they were in medical school. What was that called?
That movie stinks.
Yeah. It's some medical term.
Like, Vision Quest.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I can't use it.
I was so excited I pulled it.
Yeah, because I couldn't pull it. I can't use it.
It had that Q in it.
Oh, yeah.
What is the... what is that fucking movie with he's in medical school? I don't know. I guess I'll challenge.
Tim, name another Matthew Modine
movie? Yeah, but you can't use Vision Quest.
Fucker. Can I use Gross Anatomy?
That's what it is.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
Game.
Ding, ding.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for subscribing. Sorry this was so short,
didn't feel short.
That last round did.
As I was trying to think of a Matthew Modine movie, it felt long as fuck.
Modine. I guess what? Jimmy's got a doctor's appointment, so we got to scram. So, Irma, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thanks
too.
For being here. I'm sorry your household shit the bed in this game.
Yeah,
you really did the worst, you guys, as a team, as a duo.
I mean, they really did. You guys flushed the mouse, man.
We super flushed the mouse.
Yeah, you guys, man, that car ride home is going to be quiet.
Icy.
The two of them pissed at each other.
Yeah.
By the way,
I don't get mad.
That car's never been quiet.
He does.
The two of them in one car.
Never a quiet minute.
Good Lord.
Even when they're asleep, they're probably talking to each other.
Somebody's talking. All right, listen, thanks everybody on behalf of Irma visiting. Garen, Elliot, Matt, I'm Jimmy. Thanks so much for subscribing. It means a lot to us. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.